All right. Okay. What's up, everybody? It's LJ Talks Facts right here. Twisted Facts, like always, of course. Hope you guys are enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. I'm doing pretty good. This is my NFL 2021 playoffs wild card games predictions, or wild card round predictions, whatever you want to call it. I'm sorry the episode didn't come out yesterday. You know, I've been taking a couple of days to think about the games right here with my predictions. I want to be certain and sure right here. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. Not waste any time. So the first game right here, there are six wild card games right here. So there are two AFC games on Saturday at 4:30 and 8:15. And then Sunday we got two NFC games, one at 1 o'clock and one at 4:30. And the AFC matchup's at 8:15. And then we got the NFC matchup on Monday night at 8:15. So let's get right to the first matchup. We got both teams that finished 10-7 in the regular season. Both teams that I really didn't expect to be here right now, but we got the Las Vegas Raiders and the Cincinnati Bengals. And what a hell of a ride it was for the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, just what a ride. What a team, what a ride right now. Like, I seriously hope this team goes all the way, because they damn well deserve it. After everything that they've went through this year, from John Gruden to Henry Ruggs, and even losing the legendary John Madden. But I know good old John Madden up in heaven. He's up in heaven right now. And on Sunday night, he was looking down on the Raiders right there. And he helped them win. I know good old John Madden right there. Bless those Raiders right there. And they got the win. The Chargers did it to themselves right there by taking that stupid timeout. With, like, what was, like, 40 seconds to go. Brandon Staley right there, the Chargers head coach. Because it looked like the game was going to end in a tie. That was a crazy game between the Chargers and the Raiders. I'm happy it ended with somebody winning. Because, come on, the game to end in a tie right there. And the Chargers and Raiders, they're both division rivals. Why would you want to help one another get in the playoffs? That makes no sense. You have to be in it for yourself. So that's why I'm happy Carlson made that game when he kicked. And the Raiders got to playoffs. You know, the right way. Now where both teams get in. Screw that right there. The Chargers did it to themselves. There's some games they should have won this year. They should have beaten my Cowboys in week two. They should have beaten the Vikings a few weeks ago. And the same thing with the Chiefs. They should have won those games. They did it to themselves. They did it to themselves right there. So I'm happy the Raiders won. And I wanted to win, and I picked them to win. You know, because this team has went through so much this year. Especially with the interim head coach coming in. They love him out there, you know, which is great. Let me actually get his exact name. I don't want to say that coach. I should be saying that exact guy. See, what's his name right here? Oh my God, I can't believe I don't even know, like, his name. Oh, yeah. Let's see, what's his name? Rich Biasca? Did I say his name? Yeah, okay, there we go. And he's done a hell of a job, Rich. He really has. He's done a hell of a job. You know, he came into a very bad situation right here. He came into a very bad situation. And they turned it into gold. Amazing. So I'm happy for the Raiders. You know, I really, truly hope they go all the way. I hope they do, because they still have a lot of talent on that football field. You got Derek Carr, who's the most underrated QB in the NFL. And this could be his last game as a Raider. We're not too sure what his future holds right here. Although, what the future holds for Derek Carr? There's rumors about him going to the Steelers. That was before the last game of the season. You know, maybe he'll go somewhere else. I don't know. You have Josh Jacobs, who's a talented running back. You know, Hunter Renfro came from the special teams to now being one of their top receivers. Darren Waller, hell of a tight end. He's had some hell of a story, too. Max Crosby on the defense. You know, I still really don't like the Raiders' defense, but, you know, and you're facing a very tough Bengals offense. Now let's get to the Bengals. What a huge bounce back year for them. You know, I did not expect the Cincinnati Bengals to be where they're at right now. I seriously didn't. Like, I didn't know how Joe Burrow was going to play this year after coming off that horrific ACL injury in Washington last season. I didn't know if Burrow was going to be the same. But holy cow. Joe Burrow has had a lot of great games. This kid is confident. This is his first ever career playoff game. And it's also the first career playoff game for Derek Carr. It's the second time in his career going to the playoffs with the Raiders, but he wasn't in the playoffs with the Raiders back in 2016, he got hurt, and Connor Cook had to play that game. So we got to see Connor Cook versus Brock Osweiler. I watched that whole game. I don't recommend. It was bad. Like, it was seriously bad. I mean, Connor Cook would have some kind of a story right here. No. One of the worst games I ever watched. And yeah, I didn't know how Jamar Chase is going to be. He's a rookie wide receiver. This kid is good. He's just like Justin Jefferson coming out of college right here in his first year. Justin Jefferson last year in his first year played amazing, and he played amazing this year as well. Jamar Chase, man, he's the real deal. Like, he was having a lot of trouble in preseason catching the ball, especially in practice too. He's been great, especially that monster game he had against the Chiefs a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is good. And Joe Mixon at running back. And you also got Tyler Boyd, and you got Higgins. This offense is loaded right here. It really is. You know, so you got Derek Carr in his first ever career playoff game, and same for Joe Burrow as well. I love both teams. I seriously do. Because I love Derek Carr, and I love Joe Burrow. This is going to be a great matchup. I really wish this was the 8 o'clock game. This game belongs on primetime. Because, you know, the next game's Patriots-Bills. I feel like that's going to be a low-scoring game. I think this game is going to be a high-scoring game, in my opinion. You know, I think, you know, if there was a defense I had to trust in this game, it's obviously the Bengals. I trust their defense. The Raiders' defense, I still don't really trust. And with all those weapons the Bengals have, I don't know. I mean, the Raiders have been a nice story, and I'll be very happy if they win. I'll be happy with whatever team wins right here. I'm going to be completely honest. Whichever team wins, I'll be happy. The Raiders win, great. Bengals win, great. Because both these teams do deserve to go to the AFC divisional games. They absolutely do. They absolutely do. You know, like I said, everything the Raiders have went through this year, and like, we didn't know what to expect out of Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Everybody thought Zach Taylor was a bad head coach. He's not that bad, to be honest. You got to give the guy a chance. You know, you can't rush it. You got to give him a chance right here. And they've exceeded expectations. And I wouldn't say the Raiders exceeded expectations, because you know what? I would have to say, with the talent that they have going into the season, I kind of did expect them to go to the playoffs. But then, you know, everything that was going on, like I said, with Gruden and Ruggs, and everything fell apart. But then they won that big game against my Cowboys on Thanksgiving. But then they were still kind of like a little inconsistent, but towards the end of the year, they got consistent. They won their last few games right there, which is great. And I'm proud of them. I absolutely am. And I know John Madden up in heaven right now is proud of them too. You know, this one, it is a tough one to pick though when you think of it. It really is. It really is, because you got two underdog teams in this game. You seriously do. You seriously do. You know, the Bengals winning the division for the first time since 2015. The Raiders going back to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. I believe the last time the Bengals went to the playoffs was 2015, the year they won the division. So both these teams have been out of the playoffs for a while. You know, so somebody's going to get their first career playoff win. It's either going to be Carr or Burrow. I don't want to sound like Captain Obvious, but I'll be happy whichever QB wins, though. I'll be completely honest. You know, at the end of the game right here, this is going to be a good one. I think this might be one of the best games of this Super Wild Card weekend. It won't be the best, but it'll be one of the best. I believe Rams and Cardinals, that'll be the best. Or it's a Cardinals-Rams, because it'll be in L.A. That'll be the best. But at the end of the game right here, between the Raiders and the Bengals, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals, and they will move on to the AFC divisional game. So, it's going to be, in my opinion, I feel like it'll be a high-scoring game. But in the end, the Bengals will be able to hang on, and they're going to move on. And I will say this real quick. If you're a Raiders fan and say they do lose this game, which I believe they will, there's absolutely nothing to be ashamed about. There's nothing to be ashamed about. These guys busted their asses to get here. That is something to be proud of. You know what I mean? Like, I could see if you're playing a division rival here in the playoffs, or you want to beat that. You want to beat the hell out of them. You know, but the Bengals, they are the better team. Despite both teams having the same record, and the Bengals are the better team. They do have the better weapons. They do have the better weapons. So, that's all I'm going to say. But we'll see what happens, though. I got the Bengals over the Raiders, though. Now let's get to the second and last game for Saturday here in Super Wild Card Weekend. It's an AFC East matchup right here. the New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. So the New England Patriots finished the season with a record of 10-7, and the Buffalo Bills were 11-6. So the Bills won the division. They got home advantage right here. So both teams right here, they split the season right here against each other in the matchups. 1-1, Patriots won the first game, Bills won the second game. So both teams won on the road. So when you think of it, the Patriots kind of have an advantage. They actually do. In a way, they do. But then they kind of do have a disadvantage because you got a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones, who's also making his first career playoff start. And we know Josh Allen, he's been in the playoffs. He's got the experience. He's been in four playoff games now. He's 2-2. So he's definitely got the experience. We know that for a fact. He was in the AFC Championship game last year. You know, and the Bills are hungry. The Bills are definitely hungry to get back. I feel like they had a setback season. There are some games they should have won, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, what are you going to do? And the Patriots, with a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones, who a lot of people questioned, saying he's not going to be that guy. You know, he still has had those rookie yips right there where he has struggled at times. But, you know, mid-season, he was playing good. But towards the end, not as much. Not that great towards the end. No, not really. You know, but, oh, man. You have to think of it, though. If the Bills lose this game to the Patriots, like, this is a Tom Brady-less Patriots. If you lose to Mac Jones, when you're a team right here that went toe-to-toe with a Hall of Famer in Philip Rivers last year, and you beat him, and a former MVP in Lamar Jackson, you beat him, and it's understandable to lose to Mahomes, former MVP, Super Bowl champion, okay, that's fine. But if you lose to a rookie quarterback who looked absolutely horrible towards the end of the season, he has shown nothing against the Bills. The first game, he only had 3 passes because it was a windy night in Buffalo, so they just ran the ball down the Bills' throat. And then they were in New England, and Jones didn't play that good. He made a very, very bad interception right there. He threw like in like, what, double or triple coverage right there? I mean, come on. So if you lose this game to New England, it doesn't matter how you lose it. You're losing to Mac Jones and the Patriots. You're not losing to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Because that's different right here. So the Bills, this is a statement win right here. A lot of people may not see it that way. But if the Bills don't beat Mac Jones and the Patriots, I don't think they can recover from it. I seriously don't think they can recover from it. Especially their fans as well. I don't think their fans will be able to handle this. Believe me, you have to win this game. You know, obviously, every playoff game right here is must-win for everybody because it's one and done. But this could really determine, like, what this Bills team can really be in the next couple of years because they are Super Bowl contenders. They have the talent. They have a great defense. You have a future MVP in Josh Allen. You have a great wide receiver in Stephon Diggs. They're a great team. Sean McDermott's a great head coach. But you're going up against the greatest head coach of all time in Bill Belichick. And you know he's always scheming. You know he's always scheming. So, I don't know. To be honest, in my opinion, I don't like the Bills in this game. And you could say that's absolutely crazy. I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't like the Bills in this game. I don't. I really don't right now. Because I still think the Patriots' defense is good. They do have a good running game, the Patriots. We know Mac Jones did struggle towards the end of the season. But their running game is good. And I think their defense might scare Josh Allen a little bit. Josh Allen hasn't had much success against the Patriots. He hasn't had much. You know, that was a big win for the Bills in New England, obviously, a couple weeks ago. That was big. That's what locked down the division for them. But I don't know. Because that'll sting the Bills right there. That'll hurt. If you lose to Mac Jones and the Patriots, it'll hurt them for a while. Because you're going to give the Patriots all that momentum. And they're going to wind up killing the AFCs once again. Because I'm telling you right now, the Bills' run here in the AFCs, it'll end if the Patriots win this game. They probably won't see a division title for the next few years. That's just my opinion right there. You can't give a team like the Patriots right now all that momentum. You just can't. You simply can't. And I'm not saying the Patriots are going to go all the way to win the Super Bowl, but nothing's impossible. That's just my opinion. I could absolutely be wrong. I could be dead wrong. The Bills could blow them out on Saturday. They absolutely could. They're very capable of doing it. They're very capable of doing it. And in reality, they should. Because the Patriots' offense, other than their running game, it's nothing special. It's really not. I mean, you got Hunter Henry at tight end. Great tight end right there. But what else do you got? You know, Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback. The Bills' defense should eat him alive. They really should. But you got to worry about Damian Harris. You got to take care of him, too. Because I'm sure if Mac Jones is struggling at the beginning of the game, the Patriots might pull, like, you know, a 49ers from a couple years ago, where Jimmy G only threw a few passes in the NFC Championship game when they played Green Bay. That's what they might do. That's what they might do right there. So, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, though. We'll have to see what happens. But in my honest opinion, I don't like the Bills in this game. So at the end of the game right here, it's going to be a low-scoring one, in my opinion. It'll be a low-scoring one. But at the end of the game, I got the New England Patriots win this game, and they're going to move on to the AFC Divisional game. That's just my opinion. Do I like it? Eh, you know, not really. But I don't like the Bills in this game at all. I think they're going to be in over their head, and the Patriots are going to take them down. So now let's get to Sunday's games right here. There's three games on Sunday afternoon. Oh, well, it's two in the afternoon, one at night. Got two NFC games in the afternoon, and the AFC one's at night. So here we go right here. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So the Philadelphia Eagles finished the season with a record of 9-8, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers finished the season with a record of 13-4. So I gotta say this, even though I hate the Philadelphia Eagles with a passion, like I seriously hate them with a passion. I just hate their organization. I don't like their fans. You know, everybody knows that. I think a lot of people would agree. That's how they feel about the Eagles. So it's just how it is. But I gotta give them a lot of credit, because this was a team right here that I expected to win two or three games, and they won nine. I gotta give Nick Sirianni credit. In his first year as a head coach, he did a damn good job. He did a damn good job. I think he needs to keep the Cowboys' name out of his mouth, because it's just not going to work for you, buddy. But overall, he did a damn good job with this team. Just the one problem, though, I have with the Eagles is all their nine wins, all those nine wins right there weren't against good teams. They didn't beat a team that's in the playoffs. So, like, let's look at their schedule right here. Let's actually take a look at their schedule and the teams that the Eagles beat this year. I can't get it on Yahoo, so I have to look it up on Google. Let me do that right now. And that is the truth, though. That is the truth. So let's take a look right now. Let me pull it up. Just give me 1 second. And the teams that they beat this year. Current season. All right, here we go. All right, so here are the teams that they beat. They beat the Falcons, not in the playoffs. Panthers, not in the playoffs. Lions, not in the playoffs. Broncos, not in the playoffs. Saints, not in the playoffs. Jets, not in the playoffs. Washington, not in the playoffs. Giants, not in the playoffs. We already mentioned Washington. And that's it. The teams that they lost to: 49ers, in the playoffs. My Cowboys, in the playoffs. Chiefs, in the playoffs. Bucks, in the playoffs. Raiders, in the playoffs. Chargers, they're not in the playoffs. The Giants, they're not in the playoffs. And then my Cowboys again. So there's two teams that they lost to that didn't make it to the playoffs. Chargers, they almost got in, but they did it to themselves. And the Giants, who were horrible. You know, but they didn't beat any team this year that's going to the playoffs. In the regular season, they didn't beat any team that's in the playoffs. So that is concerning. That is concerning. I mean, Jalen Hurts, he struggled at the start of the season, but towards the end, after he got hurt and Minshew had to play that one game against the Jets, Jalen Hurts finished the season pretty strong. I'll give him that. He's a great mobile quarterback. His accuracy's gotten a little bit better, which is great to see, because like I've mentioned, I do like Jalen Hurts. I think Gardner Minshew could be a starting quarterback next year for any team, because, you know, He's a very confident guy on the football field. You know, he doesn't try to get fancy. You know, he's very conservative on the football field. I think some teams need that instead of guys, you know, just trying to be flashy and play hero ball all the time. You know, when you're going into Tampa right here, you're going into Tampa Bay, is what we're going to call it. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, finally winning the NFC South for the first time since 2007. They are the Super Bowl champs. They're looking to repeat right here. I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. I mean, you know, this Bucs team right here is beat up. There's no Chris Godwin. We know AB's probably in some mental asylum right now. Who cares where he is? You know, there's no Leonard Fournette. So that offense is kind of thin in a way. I mean, you still have Gronk and you still have Mike Evans. You still got those guys. You still got the GOAT and Tom Brady. And their O-line is good. But, you know, it's thin in a way, is what I'm trying to say. It is a little bit thin. I mean, yeah, you got Le'Veon Bell at running back, but, I mean, does that really matter? I don't think it does. You know, obviously, you know, if I'm going to pick an offense right here, I'm going to pick the Bucs. I'm going to pick the Bucs' defense as well. I mean, these two teams did play each other back in October in Philly, and shockingly, it was a close game. I believe the Bucs won, like, was it, like 28-20 or 28-22, so it was a close one. It was a close one, but now you're going to the Tampa Bay right here. You don't have that home advantage like it did in Philly, and it wouldn't matter anyway. Brady's used to the cold anyway, so that wouldn't matter. So that wouldn't affect him at all. You know, and with Philly right here, it's just, I don't know. I mean, this game's gonna go two ways right here. Either Philly's gonna really push Tampa, or Tampa's gonna blow them out. Because I don't really see Philly's offense doing that much. I see their defense doing better than their offense, in my opinion. You know, so like I said, it's gonna go two ways right here. Like, I don't see the Eagles' offense really doing much, so I really see their defense keeping them in this game, or Tampa's just gonna blow them out. That's just what I see. You know. And it's back-to-back years. The Bucs are playing an NFC East team in the wild card round. They played Washington last year, and Washington gave them a run for their money. You know, Taylor Heineke really made a name for himself, but in reality, he sucks. So, he's just a one-hit wonder. But we know Jalen Hurts. He's not a one-hit wonder, in my opinion. I don't think so right now. It's his first career playoff game. We're seeing a lot of first career playoff games. Brady's played a whole bunch, obviously. You know, so this is the biggest game in Jalen Hurts' career right now. You know, I'm sure he's confident, but I'm sure he's a little bit nervous as well. I mean, because how could you not be? You know, he could say that he's not, but we know that he is. It's perfectly normal. You know, I am rooting for Jalen Hurts, though. Like I said, I don't like the Eagles, but I do hope Jalen Hurts plays good. I really do. Because like I said, Jalen Hurts has a lot of potential. He's shown that towards the end of the season. We'll see how he does in Tampa now. Maybe he surprises all of us, and maybe the Eagles knock off the Bucs. Maybe. Maybe they catch him off guard. It's happened before. It's happened before in the playoffs. It's happened plenty of times in the playoffs. So, you can't be surprised. You really can't. So, we'll see what happens, though. We'll see what happens. You know, but I love the Bucs in this game. You know, I can't bet against Brady. Even if my Cowboys play the Bucs in the playoffs, because that would most likely be in the next round. If my Cowboys advance, I have the Bucs advance. I wouldn't even bet against Brady against my Cowboys. You can't bet against Brady. Because most of the time it doesn't work. There's the rare times where it does work, but I can't bet against him. I just can't. Not now, at least. I just can't. I can't do that. So at the end of this game right here, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Philadelphia Eagles and moving on to the divisional game, the NFC divisional game. And I will say this, though. If you're an Eagles fan, there's a lot to be proud of right here, because these guys have been grinding for so many years. After winning the Super Bowl in 2017, they barely made it to the playoffs in 2018. They fought their asses off to get there. The same thing in 2019. Last year, 2020, that was whatever. But this year, they scratched and they clawed. Because even though those were bad teams, all the 9 wins right there were against bad teams. Teams that didn't even come close to making it to the playoffs other than the Saints. You could say right there, other than the Saints and the Chargers. Well, the Chargers beat them. Never mind. Excuse me on that one. You know, because most of their wins were against teams that really didn't have a shot at the playoffs when you think of it. So, I'm not going to say the Eagles are frauds, because you're still facing professional athletes right here. You know what I mean? That's not easy. That's not easy right there. You know what I mean? But like I said, at the end of the day right here, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beating the Philadelphia Eagles, and they will move on to the NFC Divisional game. But like I said, if you're an Eagles fan, nothing to be ashamed about. There's really nothing to be ashamed about. There's absolutely not. The future is bright in Philly. We still have a good young quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Nick Sirianni has proven so far that he's a good head coach, which is great. You just got to beat those good teams now. I mean, if they surprise the Bucs, though, that's a huge step right there. That would be insane if they do that. It's been done before, so we'll see what happens, though. So now we get to the next game right here between the San Francisco 49ers and my Dallas Cowboys. So San Francisco 49ers finished the regular season with a 10-7 record. My Dallas Cowboys finished with a 12-5 record. So the 49ers right here, I doubted them going to the last game against the LA Rams. I thought they were going to lose to the Rams, and we know the Saints beat the Falcons. I thought it was going to be the Saints going to the playoffs. I thought we were going to see the Saints versus my Cowboys. But we got 49ers Cowboys. You know what? I like it this way. Because 49ers Cowboys, it's a harder matchup, of course. And two, all the history right here between the 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys in the playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys are 4-2 against San Francisco 49ers in the playoffs. You know, we haven't met the 49ers in the playoffs since the 90s, so it's been a long, long time. The last three times the Cowboys have played the 49ers, which has been the regular season, the Cowboys have beaten them, which is great, which is absolutely great. So, oh man, but this is going to be extremely tough. And like I said I wanted it this way. So, you ask and you shall receive, because you know, you're facing a 49ers team. You don't know which Jimmy G you're going to get. You don't know which Jimmy G you're going to get. Because you know what? He busted his ass against the LA Rams. And that was a huge win. That was a big win right there. You know, they needed that to get into the playoffs. And that was huge. But they have such a great team from the offense to the defense. Especially head coach as well. Kyle Shanahan's a great head coach. You know, I was questioning him early on in the season. Or mid-season, I should say, when they were 3-5. But I eat my words. I eat my words. He's a good head coach. You know what I mean? He is a good head coach. You know, I know it's not easy with Jimmy G because we don't know what kind of quarterback he is. He's very inconsistent. Like, he can have his games where he looks like a top 10 quarterback, but then he can have his games like when he played against the Titans and he looks, you know, average at best. So we don't know what Jimmy G really is. We actually really don't know, in my opinion. We just really don't know. We really just don't know. But, you know, the 49ers have a lot of weapons on offense. You have Deebo Samuel, who is on a god level right now. You have Brandon Ayuk, who's a good wide receiver. You have George Kittle, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Elijah Mitchell, good running back. And that defense with Nick Bosa, man. Oof. After coming off that horrific injury against the Jets last year and a huge bounce back year for him. Oh, man, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be very, very tough. I mean, Prescott is 2-0 against the 49ers. He beat him in 2016 and 2017. Last year was Andy Dalton beating the 49ers. But this is going to be very hard. This is going to be very, very hard right here. You know, I'm proud of my Dallas Cowboys. You know, they swept the NFC East, which was... You know, that's what you have to do right there. The NFC sucks. Except, you know, the Eagles didn't make it to the playoffs. But we know Washington sucks. And we know the Giants suck. Against other teams, the Cowboys went 6-5. Which is very, like, above average right there. So, we know Mike McCarthy's been terrible with clock management. You know, Prescott against good teams. Kind of has folded at times. I just hope things change. We know we're going to get Micah Parsons back in this game because he was on the COVID reserve list for the game against the Eagles. Same with Trayvon Diggs, and but he had an illness. They didn't say it was COVID. Anthony Brown and Tyron Smith, you know. The Dallas Cowboys are very capable of winning this game. They absolutely are. They absolutely are. They're very, very capable of winning this game. And I hope that we do. I really hope that we do. You know, it's a hard one to pick right here. It really is. Because the 49ers are very talented. They're very smart. I think Kyle Shanahan can really outsmart Mike McCarthy. Just hope for the Cowboys. You know, what the key is for the Cowboys is because, you know, with the 49ers defense, I'm not completely worried. Other than Nick Bosa, I'm not completely worried about their defense. You know, it comes down to shutting down their offense. Like I said, we don't know what Jimmy G we're going to get. But you still got to worry about George Kittle and Brent Ayuk and Elijah Mitchell and Deebo Samuel. You got to watch out for all those guys right there. You know, if the Cowboys defense, if they can shut down the 49ers offense early, they'll win this game. It all comes down to how the Dallas Cowboys defense plays early. Because if there's holes in this defense early in the game, the 49ers will destroy us. But if we can get to the 49ers early, like maybe if we can get a turnover on that first possession or first couple possessions, then we got the game in the bag. That's how I see it. But if the 49ers offense picks us apart, then yeah, it was a nice season. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not that worried about the Cowboys offense. I'm not completely worried. Prescott's looked fine these last couple games, which is great to see. Same with Zeke. You know, and Cedric Wilson, it's going to be a secret weapon for us. And CeeDee Lamb's been great, and Cooper's been great. You know, we got Blake Jarwin back as well, but Schultz is tight end number one. You know, maybe we'll throw Jarwin in there at some point. Got Tony Pollard as well, most likely playing this game, coming off a foot injury. So he torched the 49ers last year, you know. But that was a 49ers team that was very thin on their defensive side, so nothing really special about that. But at the end of this game right here, between these two legendary teams going at it in another legendary game, it's going to be a classic one. End of the game right here, I got my Dallas Cowboys beating the San Francisco 49ers. Believe me, it took a lot for me to say that because my confidence is a little bit thin with this game. I will be completely honest. It is a little bit thin, but I think my Cowboys get the job done, and they will. You know, and here we go. Now we get to the last game. For Sunday, it's the AFC game. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Oof, here we go. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they barely got into the playoffs, but they got here. And you know what? I'm happy for them. I'm mostly happy for Mike Tomlin, who's a hell of a head coach, one of the best in the NFL, one of the best that I've ever seen growing up. And with this Steelers team right here, which is dysfunctional, you know, it is. Everything going on with Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, I do wish him well because we know he's hurt, so we'll see him next year. Everything that went on with Chase Claypool, I mean, come on. And the lack of, you know, discipline with the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was not good to see, obviously. You know, Big Ben on his last legs. It's, you know, I mean, Big Ben has had some flashes, you know, this year where he's had a couple of good games, but most games he's looked like he really is on his last legs and he's done. We know that he's done. You know, but now you get Big Ben in the playoffs one last time. This most likely will be his last ever game. Most likely will be. You know, the thing is the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's kind of like what my Cowboys need to do against the 49ers. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense has to shut down the Kansas City Chiefs offense early. Because the Kansas City Chiefs offense destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers defense a few weeks ago. It was embarrassing to watch. I watched most of that game and it was embarrassing. Like, they got torched. They had no answer for them. Zero. And the offense did nothing. We know that. The only bright spot on this offense has been, I'll say Chase Claypool, oh my God. Has been Najee Harris, the rookie running back. He's been great. He has been great, Najee Harris. He's one of my favorite backs in the league. He's been good. He's damn well been good. He's been great to watch. He's been a very fun running back to watch this year. Just to steal his offense, though. We know the O-line's really not that great. Like I said, you know Big Ben's on his last legs. We know Chase Claypool's a clown. He should be working at McDonald's. Najee Harris has been fun to watch, and he's been great. He's going to be a top back in this league, give it like a few years. We know the Steelers defense has a whole lot of talent, you know, with T.J. Watt and Micah Fitzpatrick, especially what T.J. Watt did this year, tying Michael Strahan's record for sacks in the season. He's just been a monster. Most likely he will win Defensive Player of the Year, and he absolutely deserves it. Oh, man. You know, I really want to pick the Steelers right here, because I think I did pick the Steelers a few weeks ago, and it didn't work. But you can't count out the Kansas City Chiefs offense. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they finished the season with a 9-7-1 record, and the Chiefs were 12-5. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, in my opinion, when they were 3-4, when they lost to the Tennessee Titans, I thought they were done. I thought Mahomes looked shot, their defense looked shot. You know, in Mahomes this year, there were a lot of points where he looked very average. But the best part of the Kansas City Chiefs the rest of the way this year has been their defense. Mahomes has shown flashes of being an amazing quarterback, which he still is. I mean, that didn't change anything. In my opinion, I think Mahomes might be hurt. You know, it looks like he kind of is playing hurt. That's just my opinion. But he's still got those weapons in Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. The Chiefs' defense has been spectacular the rest of the way this year after they were really struggling at the start of the season. They stepped it up. Andy Reid, Hall of Fame head coach, obviously. You got two Hall of Fame head coaches right here in Mike Tomlin and Andy Reid. Absolutely. I believe they've only faced off once in the playoffs. That was back in the 2016 season. And it was in the divisional game. And Steelers won. Only to get, you know, blown out by New England the next week in the championship game. But that was different. You know, that's when Big Ben was still good, and it was against Alex Smith. Now you have Big Ben, who's on his last legs against, you know, probably the best quarterback. Well, not the best quarterback in the NFL. I would say that's Rodgers, but a top three quarterback in the NFL like Patrick Mahomes, who we all know is going to be future Hall of Famer way down the line. We already know that for a fact. Damn. This one really shouldn't be a hard decision, but you know it's the Steelers. You know they're gritty. We know that they're gritty right here. They're going to push the Chiefs. You know, I don't think it's going to be a repeat of last time. I don't think it's going to be. I don't see the Steelers offense doing much. What's going to keep them in this game will be their defense. Their defense is good. But the question is, do they get torched again by the Chiefs offense? I don't think they will. But there's only so much their defense can do. I feel like the Chiefs' offense will explode in the second half. Most likely, like, late third quarter, early fourth quarter, that offense will explode. Because that Steelers' defense is going to get tired from being on the field for so long. Because I think we might see a lot of three and outs on the Steelers' offense. I would hope that I'm wrong, because I want the Steelers to win this game. I really do. It's nothing against Chiefs. It's nothing against them at all. I just want to see, you know, the Steelers and Big Ben have a nice story going into the end right here. You know what I mean? At least see Big Ben get one last playoff win. That's, you know. But at the end of this game, though, right here, I got the Kansas City Chiefs moving on to the AFC Divisional game by beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. But now we do get to the last game right here between the Arizona Cardinals and the LA Rams. Oh, man. This is definitely going to be the best game here in Super Wild Card Weekend. It definitely is going to be. And both these teams right here, they split, you know, the season matchup right here. The Cardinals won the first game. Cardinals won the first game and the Rams won the second game. Both were on the road. So, and we know the Cardinals were 8-1 on the road this year. Their only road loss was against the Detroit Lions, a game that they definitely shouldn't have lost. But, you know, that's whatever. And I did hear DeAndre Hopkins will not be available for the wild card game right here against the Rams. So, that stings. That stings for the Cardinals a little bit. It definitely, not a little bit, actually a whole lot it does. You know, in the LA Rams, towards the end of the season, Matthew Stafford really didn't play that good. He really didn't. He led the league in interceptions. He just did not look very confident towards the end of the season. And this is Kyler Murray's first ever career playoff game. And we know Matthew Stafford has never won a playoff game. Oh, but that was in Detroit. I mean, those Detroit teams that Stafford went to the playoffs with, they were good teams. They were good teams from offense to defense. They were good. They were good teams. So don't try to make it seem like, oh, it was Detroit. Detroit was good back then. Not now, obviously. And, you know, I would say this is his best team that he's with. Because he's got Cooper Kupp, he's got OBJ. You know, he's got that guy Jefferson Jr. as well. What's his name? Von Jefferson Jr. as well as an underrated receiver. You got Cam Akers coming back, which is, like, amazing. The fact that he's even playing now. You have Sony Michel. You have an amazing, and I mean amazing defense from Aaron Donald to Von Miller to Jalen Ramsey. But I don't know, just Stafford, I don't know if he can handle the playoffs. Because we've seen him in the playoffs. He hasn't won a playoff game. We've seen him, you know, not play that great in the playoffs. So I don't know, I think the Rams might be in over their head in this game. I think they might be. Especially, it really does favor the Cardinals, because they're 8-1 on the road. I mean, I know they'll be without DeAndre Hopkins. That's a big loss. You know what I mean? It's definitely a big loss in a playoff game. It absolutely is, because you want D-Hop out there. But I think Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, I think they can handle themselves. I absolutely believe they can handle themselves right here. You know, when you think of it, if the Rams lose this game, it's going to fall right on Matthew Stafford. I mean, okay, if he has a great game where he doesn't throw any picks and say he throws like 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, he plays great. And say it's the Rams' defense that cost them. Okay, then it'll fall on the Rams' defense. But if Stafford plays absolutely horrible and they lose, it's going to fall right on him. And that trade is going to look so good. That's only if Stafford plays terrible. But if he plays good, no interceptions, no turnovers, he just plays a great football game, and the defense costs them, then you can't blame Stafford all, and that trade looks fine. But I'm saying if he looks absolutely horrible, like he has 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, his passing rating's horrible, like maybe he has like 170 yards, and they get crushed, or even if it's a close game, it will fall right on him. That's all I'm going to say right there. I mean, I low-key want to pick the Rams. In this game. Like, I really do. You know, I really, really do. But I can't. I really, really can't. Like, I don't want to say the Rams are overrated. I don't want to say that. I'll only say that the Cardinals beat them. Because, low-key, the Rams have a super team. They absolutely do. From offense to defense, it's a super team. It is. So they have to live up to these expectations. They have to absolutely live up to the expectations right here. You know what I'm trying to say? They got to live up to the expectations. They have to do it. But I don't know if they can. I don't think they can. Especially like how good of a road team the Cardinals have been this year. They've been an amazing road team this year. The best road team this year. I think the Cardinals are going to get them. And the Cardinals were the first team to beat the Rams this year. So I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to outsmart Sean McVay, which is not really easy to do unless your name is Bill Belichick. So I think the Rams will be a little bit in over the head in this game. And the Arizona Cardinals will eliminate them and move on. That's what I feel. So let's break down my wild card game predictions. With the Raiders and the Bengals on Saturday. So the Saturday games are here. Raiders and Bengals. I got the Bengals and Patriots and Bills. I got the Patriots. Now for the Sunday games, Eagles against the Bucks. I got the Bucks. 49ers against my Cowboys. I got my Cowboys. Steelers versus Chiefs. I have the Chiefs. And the last game right here, the Cardinals versus the Rams, I got the Cardinals. So I only got two road teams right here, the Patriots and the Cardinals. So there you have it, guys. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode right here, and I'll most likely talk to you guys on a Friday with my AEW Dynamite review, because I'm going to the Islanders game tomorrow, so I don't have to like rush doing the Dynamite review. So most likely that'll come out on Friday. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow, but if it does come out tomorrow, don't worry. It'll be out Friday afternoon then. But all right, guys, I hope you guys enjoy this episode right here, and I'll talk to you guys within the next couple days with my AEW Dynamite review. Talk to you then, guys.